Good morning. I hope you can hear me. I'm in my car and the windscreen is frosted over, so I'm just warming it up and clearing it before I set off this morning. Gives me time to do my audio mo for the day. And if you haven't listened to any of the previous audio mos, this month I'm audio booing, I suppose, about broadband and why it is important to have high-speed broadband and good quality broadband. One of the reasons that it is critical is delivery of content in both directions. Now, we've just had an exercise here in Ireland where the analog television signal has been switched off, and a big deal was made of this. We're switching the analog signal off and all your television is going to be delivered digitally in future. And a lot of the effort was concentrated on set-top boxes and that sort of delivery mechanism. I don't recall anybody mentioning the internet. Now, why is this important? Well, I think it's important because, to my mind, internet connection delivery of television content is the way forward. At the moment, we're relying on broadcasters, if you like, to broadcast television to us. But I think in the future we're going to be able to go much more directly to the source of the content. We'll be able to go directly to production companies, for instance. Companies like Sony already have their own television channels. And it's not inconceivable, in fact I think it's very conceivable, because of services like Netflix, that in future Sony will allow you to go directly to them for content. So you're going to start bypassing broadcasters, certainly the national broadcasters. Now in Ireland we still have a system, as in the UK, where there's a television licence. Well, I can see televisions vanishing. All you will need is a monitor and a computer connect to the internet. And that is how you will get your televisual entertainment. And this is important because we're moving now away from, high-definition video, high-definition programming is kind of so 2009-10. It's in many cases there are high-definition versions of channels, and high-definition at the moment is widely available also on your iPhone or your smartphone. When you're recording things, you can get 1080 high-definition video that you can produce. But 1080 is like I say, is already surpassed. 4K is kind of a buzzword, but then I was reading just the other day on Philip Bloom's website that 4K step up from 1080, isn't that spectacular, apparently. I don't know, I haven't seen a 4K production yet. But they're already talking about 8K and 16K. Now, these are figures that might sound absolutely ludicrous to us, and people might be scoffing, saying, well, why would we ever want that piped into our house? But I wouldn't discount it. And, of course, that's going to make heavy demands on our internet connections. If we want to watch television and entertainment in the way it's that the providers want to deliver, the producers want to deliver it, want us to experience it, then we're going to need high-speed content. High-speed internet connections. Now you could say, oh, well, that's a very kind of frivolous reason for wanting high-speed internet, because that's entertainment. I mean, why would we have to worry about that? But at the same time, I'm a content producer myself, and upload speeds to clients are ridiculously slow. I upload high-resolution photographs to servers that my clients can download the photograph from in turn at their leisure. And it takes forever to upload files on the system, on my internet connection at the moment. Absolutely ages. I record a weekly podcast with a friend of mine, Paul O'Mahony, called Business Jazz. It's a plug for the podcast at businessjazz.net. And we have a producer in the UK, the wonderful Mark Cotton, who is another plug here, MC Fontaine on Twitter and various other social media channels. And it's a half-hour recording, And we record at high quality, fair enough. So it is a relatively big file. But nevertheless, it takes hours to upload. Absolutely hours. So there is no way, there's no way that I can say to a client, you will have your photographs quickly. The quickest it's going to be, if I send a high resolution file, you know, you're talking maybe 10 minutes a file sometimes. It is quite shocking. And like I say, the audio files that we send to Mark, our producer in the UK, hours. I'm uploading at, 11 kilobits a second or something. It's insane. So for content producers themselves, if we want to produce content and distribute it and deliver it to our clients in a timely fashion, then we need high-speed internet. Already, we need that. Just imagine what's going to happen when the content files that we produce are going to be bigger and bigger and bigger, because we're producing 4K, 8K content. There's an economic importance. Even though, you know, we might be talking entertainment, even though we might be talking a creative industry, which, let's face it, when governments are looking at the world, they kind of scratch their heads when it comes to the creative industries and sort of discount them. But these are multi-million, multi-billion dollar industries around the world, not to be discounted. And if we can't send content, if we creatives can't send content, well then you can bet that there are other industries who are struggling to send content because they have inadequate broadband connection as well. So high-speed broadband connection is going to be really important for content delivery and content reception, I suppose. So that's today's Audio Mo about broadband. Join me again tomorrow and then I'll do another one. My windscreen has cleared, so I'm off to West Cork, where, guess what I'm going to be doing? Well, part of the thing I'm going to be doing is watching a friend of mine produce a video.